Background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program 465 in that continuing series. And our theme wrapping up right there with Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks, Musicians Come and Play. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Our temperature is back at 73 degrees, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Odell Broughton. Odell, how are you doing?
I am doing just great. How about you?
Well, we're doing fine, and it's good to hear from you. You know, you've been on my bucket list here for a long time, and you've been a hard guy to track down, but you're still alive and well and performing and doing everything. Tell us how it all began, Odell. Where were you born and raised? Who was mom and dad? How did things get started for you?
Okay, yes. I was born in Fargo, North Dakota. I grew up in a small town named Kindred, North Dakota, south of Fargo. And then there, when I was 10 years old, I wanted to play an accordion. And my mother said, you won't play anything until you have played 1 year of piano.
Oh.
And I was, you know, okay, I went along with it. So I did. And I said, I made her promise that she'd never get me to play for any functions or anything, because boys don't play pianos.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, my year was up. I then went, got my accordion. I went to DeVoe Music Company, where there was over 100 students at that time, believe you, taking accordion lessons.
Wow.
They had three bands. Intermediate, this was accordion bands then. Beginners, intermediate, and senior.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate enough to go from a 12 bass straight to 120 bass accordion. And I was fortunate enough to go right straight to senior band, you know, and of course I had to admit that it was a piano that did it.
Oh, really?
You know, I had all the background, so I was able to do that.
Sure.
So then I took accordion lessons and played the accordion for many years. And I got to be a sophomore in high school. Of course, then it was more basketball. So then I started playing basketball, and then I didn't take lessons anymore, and I played the accordion for my own. And one day, one night, knock on the door about 10 o'clock, and there was a gentleman from Castleton, North Dakota, that was out of gas. Well, I said, I can take care of that. So I was able to do that. And he noticed, after we got his car running, he said, I noticed you got an accordion there. He said, I play rhythm guitar. He said, would you mind if I came inside? We'd play a little? I said, certainly. So he came inside. This guy's name was L. Hirsch. And he came inside, and we played. And the next day he called, and he said, how about, would you play with me? He said, in a bar in Castleton. And that's kind of where it all got started. We started from there, and we made $10 a course a night.
Mm-hmm.
Big pay, you know.
Yeah.
But I had a car that burned premium gas, and I bought gas for 12 cents a gallon.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of how that all got started. Then I didn't want to continue just playing in bars. I wanted to move up. Well, he didn't, and so I moved on and had a four-piece band. Played for many years.
Okay.
For dances, and enjoyed it. Then I kind of quit that for a while, and then I played Del Col accordion from Idelio Del Col. He was from Italy, but he lived in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And I played his accordions. And of course, then he got a hold of me and he said, "You know what? We're going to MIDI that accordion." I said, "What in the world is that?" And I didn't even know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So we MIDI'd my old accordion and I started messing around with it. And ran into a guy by the name of Don Welk, and yes, he was a relative to Lawrence Welk.
Oh, my.
Who worked at Marguerite's, and we got, I think I ended up getting four modules hooked up, not to that particular accordion, but then that's what I ended up with, and with his help, and played, and then Idelio said, "Now we're going to make a good accordion." I said, I can't afford one of them. He said, "You'll be able to afford it." So I ended up with a handmade accordion. Came from directly from Italy, and I've still got it today. Plus, I had another one made, so I had two. And I had it hooked up to four modules, everything we had to play except the drums. I was pretty stern about that. We weren't going to have any free-flowing music.
Mm-hmm.
I had to play it, which I did. But the drums, of course, obviously went by themselves. We know that.
Sure, sure.
So that's how I got started with it. And then, of course, I ran into another good friend. His name was Frankie Hankovic.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in Arizona. He used to come over to our place, and he would have my wife. He called her Blondie, I believe. And he liked... My mother-in-law was there, too. And, of course, he wanted the old-fashioned dumpling soup.
Uh-huh.
And Marge would make Frankie hard dumpling soup. So he, of course, when we came to Arizona on our first dance, I was just there on a, you know, fly-by-night thing. Some people had booked me eight times to come out there, Marge and I.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I made an announcement. I said, "Frankie Hankovic's going to come play a couple polkas with me." And they go, "Yeah, right. You don't know him." Well, through the door he came. And, you know, and of course, that was a pretty big push.
Yeah.
And that's how it went. And, of course, then I started playing a lot in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Played a lot back up here. You know, one man, of course, I was the one on stage. But, of course, I had my wife that was very good at... being around people and, you know, always helping out, always there.
Mm-hmm.
So it went really good, but very good. I think we played 20 years in Mesa.
Wow.
And it was, and we were playing, January was always our biggest one. That was 24 nights out of the 31.
Wow. My goodness.
So we did. And then, of course, we played the ballrooms up here and played the festivals. So it's piano lesson started at 10 years old. That's what it all turned into.
My goodness. And what, 40 years, 50 years later?
Well, I'm not afraid. I'll give you my age. I'm 82 years old.
82. Very good. So, and you were 10 years, so 72 years later. Wow. So are you still playing today yet? Can you still play it? Or do you take any work yet? Or what? Where was the last job? Or how did that all come down?
In 2014, you know, you could kind of see, like, well, even around here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you see, too, that, you know, it was kind of going downhill a little bit.
Dwindling, yeah.
Not necessarily. We played a lot. But, you know, my wife and I just sat down and talked in October 2014. And said, "You know, one of these days you're going to start going downhill. Why don't you quit before you do that?"
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we decided right then and there. And, of course, my wife and I ride Harleys. So it's then she said, you can spend more time with that, and we can haul that back and forth to Arizona instead of the band stuff. So that's how we retired.
Well, my goodness. Neat. That's a neat story. Now, through the years, you did some recording, Odell. Do you have any idea how many times you were in the studio recording?
Oh, I suppose it was about 8-10 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you, by chance, find any CDs? Have you got any left to sell yet?
I might be able to scrounge up some. I'm still looking.
Okay.
And as soon as I do have your phone number.
Yep.
And I will get a hold of you. And
we'll make them available to the listeners here in central Minnesota. I've got two of them in my hand right here now. We're going to feature some of your music after we get done with the interview. I have one called May I Have This Dance, and I have one called Dial M for Music. You have other ones?
Oh, yes. I have one that's all country.
Okay.
And I've got, I think they got one more, Let's Dance.
Okay.
That Dial M, that's my wife right there on the picture.
Oh, very pretty lady, yes.
Yeah, yes, she is.
You bet.
So, yes. No, it was, great.
And these CDs that you did, were those a one-man band then, or did you have your band yet at that time?
No, that's one man.
That's one man. Okay. Did you do any recordings with the full band?
You know, I did, but I never made a CD, or I did not make a CD. I did. In fact, that wasn't even my full band. It was just, I even had a tuba player playing along with me on that recording, Charlie Sunday.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody knows him, so I didn't do that. I didn't do it. It was pretty much one man.
Sure. Now, through the years, Odell, did you make your living entirely on music then, or did you do something else for work besides?
Well, I tell you what, I farmed. And I also had an insurance business.
Oh, my. Okay.
And I did some livestock auctioneering at West Fargo.
Okay.
And so and of course, I've always been a sports official, and at 82, I'm still doing it. I'm still doing college softball and high school softball baseball.
Well, the folks can tell by the tone of your voice that you're still strong and hearty and still ready to get out there and do it. And so, being a sports official now, that's got to be, that's a little change of pace from the music business, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my goodness. What level? Are you high school or college, or what level are you up umpiring?
Both.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but the college is done now for what we do, and then so it's, we're in the playoffs for Minnesota now.
Oh, okay.
In high school.
Very good.
Yes.
So you've been residing in Arizona quite a bit, but you still come up to this country part of the year, huh? So like this time of the year, you make home in Lake Park, you said?
Well, we're on Big Cormorant Lake, 7 miles south of Lake Park.
Yeah.
And, yes, we're here from the end of March until, it's usually about October 16th, 17th in there. It seems to be the departure date and head for Arizona.
Okay. And that Minnesota winters are overrated, huh? By that time, you don't need any part of them anymore, huh?
You know what? Here's the thing, though. If we had to have just one place, it would be Minnesota.
It would be.
North Dakota.
Okay.
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Yes, it would. You can't, the lifestyle, and you just can't beat it.
Yeah. The world is so small when you get to talking, because ironically, we vacation every year, and we've been doing this since 1999. We come up to Lake Park every year, and we stay on a resort on Upper Cormorant Lake, and it's called End of the Road Resort. So we're probably literally less than 20 miles from your house when we're on vacation. We've been doing that for 24, 25 years now. So this year, I'm going to put you on my bucket list. We're going to drive over to your place if you're around. Give you a call and stop in and shake a hand.
Yeah, I tell you what, you have an invite to come, and I tell you what, 20 miles, I think it's less than 10 miles.
Really?
From
between?
From Oklahoma to here.
Okay.
So you come south of the Lake Park on Highway 5?
Yes, we do.
All right, you take 5 to 6
yep.
west, 6 East is what we're on, and you just drive till you see a bar called Hooligans, and
okay.
We're across the street from it, across the road from it, and then west of Old Bottai.
Well, great. Well, Odell, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
That's all right.
All righty. So, Cy here on behalf of the St. Joe Meat Market. Memorial Day is this upcoming weekend and a great time for some outdoor activities, boating, fishing, camping, visiting the cemeteries, or maybe just staying at home and working around the yard. Whatever your choice of activity, you're sure to work up a powerful appetite. Stop into the St. Joe Meat Market for great grilling ideas. There's marinated chicken and pork. There's all sorts of brats, wieners, hamburger patties, fresh-cut pork and beef steaks are just some of the items that you will find in the meat case this week. Meat and cheese trays, snack sticks, jerky are always on hand for those wanting to nibble and keep going. The brat of the week this week is our smoked cheesy potato brats. They have become one of our more popular brats. This week, you can come in, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. This weekend, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, hosting and cooking will be the St. Joe Lady Y2K Lions. Come out and support this fine organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. You will be supporting a very worthwhile cause. The Lady Lions do so much for our parish and community. A big thank you to all of you for what you all do for us. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913 for more information. Thank you. And Odell, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market. We send that out to you along with Chasm and hope that you and your wife and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Well, I tell you what, thank you very much. You didn't have to do that, but we really appreciate it, and we'll enjoy every bite.
Well, there you go. That sounds good. Now, Odell, did you ever have kids at all? Did you ever have a family?
Yes.
You do. Any of them into music at all?
Oh, yes.
They are.
I have a daughter she's a trumpet player and sings a lot, and I've got a son that was, he did, and played a trombone, but he didn't take it. She's still doing it.
Okay.
And then we have a blended family here, too, so I have four kids on Marge's side as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
okay. Yes. Very good. Any of them ever work in with you? Did you have the opportunity to get up on stage together at all?
No, not necessarily. Marge's son, Brent, did a lot for the marketing. If you look at the cards or the, what do you call it again, the insert there.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, he did all of that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's, and he did songs, and, or I mean, he would do our CD coverage.
Okay.
So that's, he was involved with that.
Well, good. Very good.
Yes.
Over the years, do you ever pick out a favorite song, you know, if you were going to play one on the accordion or whatever? What's the first one that would come out of the accordion?
Well, I suppose it would be the song that my mother-in-law found for me called Red Satin Shoes.
Oh, okay. That's what I kind of suspected, because that's been a favorite here for a good many years. The guys turning the records back in the days, and now CDs, they've always gone to that one. They like your recording of that. And so, yeah, I can understand that. How about that? So you do such a variety of music. When you look at the CDs and you see the music there, there's polka music, but there's country, and then there's almost a little bit of 50s or rock and all of that. Do you have a favorite genre? Or, were you a country guy at heart or a polka guy at heart? Or what did, when you first started out, what was it?
Well, you know what? When I first started out, we were pretty much, we would play a little bit for everybody. My idea was to, I used to say that, you know what, if you played Keys in the Mailbox and somebody asked for it on the third hour, play it again. They paid the ticket, they paid so that you get paid, so, it, you know, make people happy.
Yeah.
And the ballrooms and things that we played at, they would demand, they wanted, you know, certain things. They wanted the 50s stuff. Yes, we were good at that, and or not good, but we did a lot of it in country. And then I was a fan of country or polka music. I certainly liked it, and so I tried to mix. So there was, I always wanted to do a song for everybody. Not just go in and play polka music. I mean, if they like the country, and we tried to play the old country with some of the new country that, you know, they did. And well, we played the 50s, and then of course I'd like to pretty much Yankovic old time. So it's I was able to get a module tuned, you know, like Yankovic's organ.
Oh yeah, yep.
So it's.
And that was my next question I was going to ask you. If you ever patterned yourself after any polka bands, or if there was somebody that influenced you over the years that you said, you know, I'd sure like to be able to play like he does or she does or something. Did that ever happen along the way?
Oh, yes. I mean, Frankie would be the big one like that. And, of course, it was always Vern and Steve Meisner, you know, the way they played. And, of course, that's... You got to work a while to even try to get close to that. But Frankie was the one in the old time, and I always wanted to play something that was danceable. I used to have a guitar player that played with me that he said, when you start playing for yourself, you've lost it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he said, you have to play for those people out there on the dance floor.
Yep, that is so true. That is so right. True. You bet.
And you got to talk to them. I always was one who would talk to them and visit with them. You know, they'd kind of sit there and say, hey, you know, nah, nah. But I don't care who you are. You like to hear your name.
You bet. Over the years, there were several other entertainers in this area that were very much sort of on the order that you were, that would play a variety of music and entertain people. One in particular that I'm thinking of, he's no longer with us, Jimmy Jensen. Did you know Jimmy, the singing Swede?
Yeah, you bet. I know Jimmy very good, very well.
You did. Yep. I had him on the music show a couple of times, and, you know, he had a big band for a while, but he wound up being a one-man band at near the end and recorded his own music and produced CDs, and always enjoyed him. I thought he did a great job of what he was doing. Another one that I got to know was Archie Veering. Did you remember Archie at all?
Yes, I do remember Archie. Yes, okay. I do.
Another accordion player, yep.
And we certainly can't forget about Albert Mickish. I mean,
another one I was going to mention, and I think he's still living yet. I don't know. I haven't been able to get a hold of him, but I've had requests for his music too. Sure would like to get a hold of him.
Yes, you know what, there's, I've got a friend that knows of him, you know, knows him, and nobody seems to know. I've asked people, and then we don't hear anything, and I don't know, but it's...
We'll see if we can track him down. You know, we're still trying to keep this music thing alive. I attended this funeral service for Dale and Dominic Damon back in March. I was down at the Medina Ballroom in Medina. I don't know if you knew them, but they were tragically killed in a murder-suicide thing. And it was just really terrible. But they the family put on a memorial service there. And I got to see a lot of musicians there. And they had music all afternoon. And the number of young people that played concertina there, and there were some accordion players too, it was just encouraging to see that there is still some life, you know, at the end of the tunnel yet with this music thing. So that's what I witnessed just this year yet.
Well, that's great. That's good news to hear. Yes, I do. It's we still enjoy, because we go to dances down in Arizona right now, and it's different. You know, they do things differently than we did, and it's... when I'm driving my car, going to ball games and stuff, yeah, there's probably going to be polka music on the radio, you know, CD.
You find it someplace, you bet, either by CD or pre-recorded, or once in a while you get lucky and you find a a station. Did you know Bob Becker up in the Detroit Lakes area?
I know Bob Becker well. I think he's in Bismarck right now.
Yeah, I
know him very well.
That was the one thing that delighted me when we came to the Detroit Lakes area to vacation. Sunday afternoon, I happened to flip through the channels, and I found polka music playing. And I've gotten to know Bob quite well. And I know he doesn't do his polka show anymore, but that was really exciting. And I'm sure he knew you as well and played your music as well.
Yes, I knew him. I knew him when he was. He had a good, we'd call it rock and roll band. He had a very good one. I mean, he was a good singer, and yes.
Awesome.
Yes, it is.
Well, yep. This is what our program is all about. We love reminiscing about the good old days and about the people that you know and we know and all of that. That's what it's all about. We've pretty much run out of time, Odell. And so when I get this point of the program, I usually ask each one if they have a special memory that they would like to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. What do you got for us?
Well, you know what? We've got many of them, and it's I guess it'd be hard to just pick out a separate one, but there's a lot of I can't think of offhand where one just sticks out. It was kind of when we came to Arizona the first time, too. You know, it was the people were very skeptical. You know, the big bands were there, and mm-hmm. we came. It was, you haven't got a snowball's chance, you know, of making it. And so it was, you could be easily discouraged, but you just kept on, and all of a sudden it took off, you know.
Sure.
So it's, yes, but you know what? You have to, there's times that things go, you think you've got it all figured out, and the next time it's, that didn't go so good.
Yeah, for sure. Well, like you said, I'm sure there's many, many, memories when you get to thinking about them all. But just having been on stage and working with Frankie Yankovic, I mean, when you talk about old-time music, especially Cleveland-style music, Frankie Yankovic's name comes up every time. So, yeah, you were with one of the big ones there those days.
Yeah, he really is. He was something else, and he used to come over to our place a lot. And of course, he didn't knock. He just walked in. So we'd sometimes be out in the back of our house. We'd walk in. He'd be sitting on the couch, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "Can Mom?" Mom is what he called Marge, and my mother-in-law was Blondie.
Yep.
He said, "Would she make me hard dumpling soup?" And of course, yeah. And we had a neighbor behind us who he knew, and he said, "You must have company." I said, "Yeah, Frankie Yankovic's in there." He said, "You don't know Frankie Yankovic." So I said, "Go in there and look."
Yeah.
He come walking out. He said, "I'll be son of a gun."
Yeah.
He's in there. And I said, "He's there."
That's awesome. Well, yeah. Odell, do you have a baseball game today or anything?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a game to umpire today or anything?
No, but it goes pretty steady next week.
I'll bet, and, I'll bet.
Today is, in fact, today we just got ourselves a new Harley, so it's we're going to get on it today and go for a little spin, as we call it.
There you go. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. You keep doing it, Odell. You know, and we want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell every guest, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do it again. Is that all right with you?
That's a problem. That's not a problem at all. And say you've got an extended invite. You got my phone number. You come up here. It's just a short jaunt. You could come on over and we'll reminisce and visit. And we can even get on the pontoon and go around Big Cormorant Lake.
I would love that. You bet. We'll put that on the calendar. So with that, we're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, but thank you very much, Odell.
Okay. You bet. Thank you. You have a great day.
All right. And there he goes, Odell Broughton. He is our 465th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Odell in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme right there, wrapping up. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 465th edition. And Odell Broughton was our guest, and what a wonderful guest he is. Up in Lake Park, Minnesota, just west of Detroit Lakes there. 82 years young, and still going, still doing a great job. He's doing a lot of umpiring these days. He said he's not playing much anymore, but umping and still living life to the fullest, and going to get on his Harley this afternoon. My goodness, can you imagine that? 82 years and still riding those motorcycles. Good for him and his wife, Marge. Well, we're going to start music right now by Odell Broughton, and we had asked Odell what's the first song, his favorite song, and he mentioned it's Red Satin Shoes. Here it is, Odell Broughton and Red Satin Shoes.
Now that I'm wearing my red satin shoes, I ain't got the blues in my red satin shoes. Look at me now, I'm going dancing in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no more. Thought that I could never be so happy as can be. Just wish I had all my friends dancing here with me. Sun's gonna shine now that I'm wearing my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues in my red satin shoes. Look at me now, looking for love in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no more. Shoes. I ain't got the blues in my red satin shoes. Look at me now, I'm gold dancing in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no more. Thought that I could never be so happy as can be. Just wish I had all my friends dancing here with me. Sun's gonna shine now that I'm wearing my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues in my red satin shoes. Look at me now, looking for love in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no more.
Odell Broughton, yes, his favorite song there, one called Those Red Satin Shoes. 21 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, we have a temperature reading of 74 degrees here in central Minnesota. And yes, Odell was telling us that he did a variety of music over the years. Right now, here's a nice old-time polka, a good one, one called the Three Yanks Polka, Odell Broughton. Odell Broughton with the Three Yanks Polka. Good stuff for you there here on Chasm on your Sunday afternoon. 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 75 degrees here in central Minnesota in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over there at Jeannie B's Tours. And she texted me some information for the ad today. Yesterday afternoon, and says, just got back an hour ago from the Ark Encounter. Yes, Jeannie and the group, they were in Cincinnati there. Another great tour with wonderful people who loved the trip, she said. So, yeah, mark that one down as a success once again. And so, now looking forward, Jeannie B's Tours is excited to announce this week that due to the interest in the Fall Colors of New England Rails and Trails Tour, they have room for more guests. A second group is going, and they invite you and your friends to join them this fall on October 4th. People are reserving seats daily. So call Jeannie B's Tours at 320-345-1581 tomorrow. This one will fill fast. Seats for summer daycations and minications with interesting itineraries are also being reserved daily. Jasper's Theater musical shows in Park Rapids, the St. Croix boat cruises, the Happy Thrifters Shops Hops, Medora musical tours, Northwoods Escape Days, Mississippi River Cruise, Duluth, Bentleyville Lights, Church Basement Ladies are all new show tours. The Jersey Boys at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater And, of course, the Million Dollar Quartet at the Old Lock Theater are just some of the many getaways planned for you by Jeannie B. Upcoming extended tours include Oktoberfest in Branson and Eureka Springs, and the Music City's tour to Branson and Memphis and Graceland that departs October 24th. Don't miss this one. Branson and Nashville holiday tours are being booked right now. It is not too early to call Jeannie B's tours. Remember, as Jeannie always said, seeing is believing. And just visiting with some of the folks this morning that were on the bus as we had went to Branson back in April with Jeannie B. And they remarking what a wonderful time they had. Jeannie B keeps things so interesting, so moving. You will certainly enjoy yourself when you travel with Jeannie B's tours. So once again, give Jeannie a call to book that trip. And the phone number once again, let me find that for you. 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's tours. Jeannie Bonfeg and the gang. Yes, we're talking about Art and Estelle and Ruth. The whole gang over at Jeannie B's tours. They would love to hear from you. Make that reservation. They proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 75 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues right now with Odell Broughton and another variety of music. Here's a kind of a country tune. It's one called Indian Lake.
You take a bus from Mark Lakewood Drive, you keep on driving till you're out of the city. Where the air is fine, the sweet smell of pine, the countryside pretty. And you'll see Dapple Deer peeping over the hill, or a honey loving mama bell. Just take a look at the bridge, you're at the corner down there, and in a minute you're there. Indian Lake is a scene you should make with your little one. Keep it in mind if you're looking to find a lazy in the summer sun. Swim in a cove, have a snack in the grove, or you could rent a canoe. At Indian Lake, you'll be able to make it like the Indians do. Bus mark Lakewood Drive, and then you keep on driving till you're out of the city, where the air is fine, the sweet smell of pine, the countryside's pretty, and you'll see Dapple Deer peeping over the hill, a honey-loving mama bear. You'll take a look at the preacher at the corner down the road, and in a minute you're there. Indian Lake is a scene you should make with your little one. Keep it in mind if you're looking to find a place in the summer sun. Swim in a cove, have a snack in the grove, where you can rent a canoe. At Indian Lake, you'll be able to make it like the Indians do. At Indian Lake, you'll be able to make it like the Indians do.
Odell Broughton, one called Indian Lake, taking us to 12:30 here on KASM. More old-time polka time with Odell Broughton. This one's called Kramer's Polka.
Mm-hmm.
Odell Broughton with one called Kramer's Polka, 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And I'll tell you, I'm always forever grateful that I got introduced to Kevin Mauger, Kevin's Countryside, and introduced to those brand new Hustler lawnmowers. Cut the lawn again last week. It's going to need cutting again probably tomorrow. And it's just a joy to jump on that Hustler. It does such a great job. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. You can get up nice and close to all the poles and the fixtures around the yard. And minimal trimming to be done when you have a Hustler zero turn. They do such a nice job. Get out to Kevin's. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available to you. Baggers and other attachments, other options are always available. Kevin will put one together for you, a package there. And, of course, Kevin does repair work. So if you've got a lawnmower and it might need a little work, whether the blade sharpened or the motor worked on, belts or hoses changed, maybe just an oil change and lubricants change, Kevin can do it all for you. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin carries that battery-powered Eagle line power equipment, and so that's another nice feature that Kevin has going for him out there, and that's some great equipment. So if you're looking for a weed trimmer, a weed eater, a backpack blower, handheld blower, chainsaw, lawnmower, they're all powered by this 56 lithium battery power, and so handy and so powerful. Does a great job. Check out Kevin's Countryside. You know, give him a call. Like I say, this time of the year, the farmers are in the field, and Kevin, of course, he puts in the family farm, and he needs to spend some time out in the fields. But he doesn't want to miss you. So if you're coming out there, just give him a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Just let him know when you're coming. He'll make an appointment to be there. And, he'll show you that line of Hustler brand equipment that he has, the Eagle brand equipment. And, if it's repair work you need, he'll get you on the schedule, get that repaired for you. You bet. Just a wonderful dealer. Easy to find. Nice drive out to his place. Head out of St. Joe on County Road 3. You get out there about 6 miles, you'll see the big sign hanging from the post in the ditch that says Hustler. You bet. Kevin's Countryside proudly brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 23 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, winding down another segment of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to kind of close things up with a nice waltz tune here. And my sister's name was Doreen. Doreen, of course, left us in 2015, but Odell Broughton does one here. It's called Doreen's Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Broughton with the Doreen Waltz here on KASM, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.